What's up? This is Maureen Azudeh, and you are listening to Diary of a Bad Bitch. I'm back. I'm here. I know it's been a long time. You know, a lot of shit's been going down in my life. Hurricane Harvey was a big one. So I haven't really had a lot of time to get back into podcasting and then into doing the YouTube thing too. It's difficult when you live in a house with a lot of people. So now I'm back. I'm at this lovely hotel area situation right now. So I'm here and I'm back. You feel me? And today we're going to do something a little different. I'm doing a new segment. It's called Ask Maureen. And on this segment, it's just where people, you know, DM me. You'll send me questions, DM me through on Instagram, or you can send me questions on the podcast email, which you can find, actually, you know what? I should know the podcast email. Okay. Let me tell you what the podcast email is right now. Sorry. The podcast email is thediarypodcast@gmail.com. So hit that up if you have any questions, anything you want me to give you advice on, because honestly, all I do is give advice. Everybody hits me up, asks me for all this advice and stuff. And I'm just like a book willing to give out all this advice. So the other day, a friend of mine hit me up, and her what she asked me, it was so crazy. Let me tell you, I was at the hair salon, and my girl hit me up. She was like, this is what she said. Hold up. God, maybe I should have loaded this before I started this. Okay, while this is loading, so basically I'm at the hair salon, and I get a DM from my friend, and she's like, okay, this is what it loaded. She said, I'm so mad. Can we please talk for a second? I want your opinion on something. It's like, hey, what's up? Yeah, I've got a minute. And then she was like, oh my goodness. So she said, okay, here's where it started. She said, this guy I was talking to decided to Snapchat my best friend, and she screenshotted it and sent it to me. So she sent me all the screenshots of everything. And then, okay, this is what, let me read to y'all the text conversation, okay? She said, Okay, here's, sorry, I don't understand green. If you don't have an iPhone, I'm sorry, I don't fucking understand green. Okay, so the guy hit her up and he said, hey, stranger. She was like, what up, bum? And then he said, I missed you. And she was like, what you been up to? And then he said, he said, at the moment having drinks, you? And she said, working right meow, lucky I want some. 911, he said, 911 emergency, what? And, oh, shoot. Oh, my God. I'm reading this all wrong right now. God, I really don't understand green. What the fuck? Switch. Let me restart it again, y'all. Okay. So my girl was like, hey, stranger. And he was like, what up, bum? And she said, I missed you. And he was like, what you been up to? And then she said, at the moment having drinks, you? And then he said, working right meow. That's like the first sign that this guy is a whack ass nigga. Like, what do you, working right meow? That's why I read the whole conversation wrong in the first place, because that sounds like what a female would say. Okay, anyway, and then he was like, lucky I want some. And then she said, 911 emergency, yo. I love this girl, man. She said 911 emergency. What? Okay, here's the beginning, y'all. Here's, oh my God, why is the light playing with me like this? Oh my God. Okay. And he said, what? She threw it at him, man. She literally hit him with a zinger. She said, the guy, she Snapchatted the guy a picture of what he Snapchatted her friend, man. Yo, these guys do not know. They are so lost. And the picture was him in one of those dumbass filters saying, When do I get to see that beautiful face in person? To her friend, bro. What? And he just answered straight up. He was like, yeah, that was to her friend. And then she said, ouch. I mean, you know what? Honestly, like, at least he didn't try to lie. You know what I mean? Oh, God, I fucking hate. I hate this lighting. This, oh, my God. So she said, ouch. And then he said, huh? And then she was like, what are you confused about? And he said, do you think that that was me hitting on her? What type of fucking, what? What is that question? Do you think that was me hitting on her, bro? Yes, it was, my nigga. Yes, it was. I even think this guy is black. I forgot to ask her. So if you're not black, you're not a nigga, but my nigga, okay? And then she didn't respond to him. Points for my friend, points, okay? And then he said, so mad at me, I'm guessing, later. Okay. Then my friend sent me a screenshot of his, she sent me a screenshot of him calling her, man. This girl is crazy. Like, I thought I was crazy, but this girl's like on another level of crazy. She's just, I fucking love her. Then, okay, then she's like, after all that I just read to y'all, then she's like, then me this morning after I didn't talk to him or answer his call, okay, my phone is loading the rest. Yo, New York has the worst reception at their hotels. I cannot. Okay, and then she responded a little later. She was like, not mad, effectively stung though. I fucking love her vocab. No need to further explain it. Message received. Oh, she got him, being she got him. So then, okay, and then he said, I forget you get jealous easily, especially over nothing. Bro? What? And then she said, touche. Ooh, touche on that nigga, man. Touche, bro. You won't have to deal with it anymore. That's what she said. And then he said, you really acting like this right now? It's justified, sir, okay? It's justified. Wait. God. Okay. And then she said, yo, what did she just tell me? You really acting like this right now? Okay, then she said, like what? Wouldn't want to burden you with my jealousy. Oh, stop, bum. Okay. Haha, exactly what I'm doing. He said, you're being foolish. He didn't even spell you are right. He spelled it Y-O-U-R. Those are the type of niggas we don't fuck with. We don't fuck with Y-O-U-R. You are niggas, man. We fuck with Y-O-U apostrophe R-E niggas. That's who we fuck with. You feel me, bruh? So she said, how? Honestly, at this point, I probably would have stopped the conversation because he's a liar. He's lying. I'm sorry, I'm not looking at the lens. He's lying. Like, are you serious right now? And then he was like, because I'm not trying to bang your friend. Then, bro, why did you hit up her friend? Like, I don't understand why you fucking hit her up, man. If you weren't trying to talk to her, like, when do guys ever talk to females if they're not trying to talk? Like, when is a guy ever really friends with a female unless he's gay? Can someone, oh my God, this guy is a fool. And then she said, LOL, it's honestly okay. In any case, have a groovy day. She said, hit him with the groovy day. You feel me, smiley face. That was nice. That was nice. Add that smiley face. Add it. Okay. And then, okay, blah, blah, blah. Have a groovy day. He was like, so mean. Lit. I can't deal with people. And then she said, when have I ever been mean to you? You see, females are nice. She kept the conversation going. Honestly, I probably would have done the same thing because I'm nice. And honestly, like, if you really like a guy, sometimes you'll just keep doing dumb shit like this. And he said, right now you are. being mean. And she said, I said you're entitled to do what you want to do. So have a nice day, LMAO. She hit him with the sarcastic LMAO, you feel me? And then he said, being rude, thinking I'm going to bang your friend. That's not rude, bro. Why would you hit up someone's friend like that? Like, come on. And even if you really weren't trying to bang her friend would have never even sent you that. She probably sent my friend that. Her friend would have probably just mentioned it in passing, like, yo, your friend, the guy you're talking to, the guy that you like, hit me up. Actually, there's no way to say that. There's no way. It just sounds sketch, man. It really just sounds sketch. So then she said, it's your life, to the guy. Sorry if I was rude. Okay. So my advice to her was drop him. Okay. And honestly, y'all, this is the first time that I'm reading this conversation again over the time that I saw it last week. And for real, she just, when I told y'all she should have stopped, is where she should have stopped. We give these guys too much attention. We give them too much room. We give them too, who, he's disrespectful. Okay, first, he was respectful for telling her the truth. But then he started like going around the fact that he was hitting up her friend. Like, you don't do that, bro. That's wrong. And then my friend, honestly, she fucked up because she should have stopped responding to him. She should have stopped. You know, like, this guy, he knows how she feels about him. So he knows that he can do this dumb shit, like trying to turn it around and make her seem like she's the bully. You're the bully, bro. It's you are the one that is the bully. Not her. Not her. Okay. I'm trying to fix my hair while I'm here. So like, I'm over this. I'm over, guys. This is dumb. I know a lot of us go through this. Like, sometimes I had a friend one time, this guy that I was dealing with, you know, like, she knew that I was dealing with him or whatever, but like, I know he has a crush on her. Okay. Basically what I'm trying to say is, guys do not talk to females for fun, okay? A guy is not talking to you for fun if you're a female and if he's not gay, okay? That's just not what it is. Like, guys cannot be friends with females. It's difficult for them. It's a problem for them. I don't know. I used to have a guy best friend. We're not friends anymore because of issues like this, you know? It's just not possible. It's not possible. If you ever go through something like this, drop him. You know, guys think pretty simple with the way that they do shit. So we should get pretty simple about the way we should do shit too, man. And basically, stop giving him time. If guys can sit there and ignore us all day, they ignore our questions. All right, y'all. So my camera just died, which means that this episode is over, okay? And I appreciate y'all for listening still. Check out the YouTube video. I might not post the YouTube because it just cut off. I don't know. So anyway, I appreciate y'all. Have a good day. Stay safe to all the people in Miami and in the islands for Hurricane Irma. You know, Hurricane Harvey was really annoying and messy. So they're saying Hurricane Irma is going to be Category 5. And I know there's a lot of issues going on in the world, especially in the Muslim community and everything that I was just looking at today. So we need to send out our prayers to them. Just because it's not something that's on mainstream media does not mean that it isn't as equally basically, just because it's not on mainstream media does not mean that it isn't as important as everything that is on mainstream media. So send out our prayers to Hurricane Irma. Please do not destroy everything like Hurricane Harvey did. And shout out and pray for the people in the Muslim community because they really need it just as much as everyone else in the world. And I appreciate y'all for listening. Thank you. And this is Diary of a Bad Bitch. Bye, y'all.